Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Color commentator for the Baltimore Orioles. And he does baseball for the SEC Network as well. He is Ben McDonald. What's up, Ben?
What up, what up? What you guys up to today?
Man, just hanging out, just being inappropriate on air, hoping that we won't get fired by 10:30. That's all. Nothing more than that.
I understand.
I know you. You definitely understand. Ben, before we get on to the Orioles baseball, you're doing some college baseball. I spent some quality years down in the South, so I'm an SEC guy. You know that. Nine teams in the SEC in the top 25 in college baseball, starting off with Ole Miss at number one. That's going to be a fun conference once again this year, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, the SEC, kind of like football. You can't be kind of good in the SEC and compete anymore. You got to be really good. And there's some really, really good teams. Nine of the top 25 are in the SEC. Ole Miss has jumped to number one after knocking off three ranked teams this weekend, their first three games of the season, you know. So it's going to be a wild ride in college baseball. You know, we're all glad the kids are excited to be back playing again. It looks a little bit different with only 25% capacity, you know, here at LSU and around the SEC as far as fans go right now. But all in all, it's just good to have college baseball back. And, you know, and look, we all know because of a five-round draft last year and everybody getting a year of eligibility across the board in college baseball, the talent in college baseball is probably, Rob, going to be the best that we have ever seen.
Hey Ben, one of the things talked about now is they're talking about the changing the baseball. They deny that it was ever, you know, juiced a bit, but now that, you know, home runs have become so mundane, they're going to deaden it a bit, despite the fact they're not admitting they're live and whatever. If this is a real thing, then why are they so critical of the guys from the PED era? Because they say, you know, it destroyed the integrity of the game, it messed with the records. Aren't they kind of doing the same thing, or are they very different things?
Well, look, for anybody to say the baseballs, something hadn't been done to the baseballs, I think they're not being honest because, you know, back when we could go onto the field back in 2019, 2018, I'd always walk down there when I was doing ball games and grab a ball. I'd have a ball in my hand. And the balls literally felt like bigger sized golf balls to me. They were harder. The seams were lower on them, which means they carried a little bit further. So there's no doubt. But look. You get it. You understand why they're doing it, right? I mean, if you're trying to get fans to the ballpark, people like to see the ball fly out of the ballpark. There's truth to that. But we're also striking out guys at a record number two. So it's a little bit something for everybody, right? A lot of strikeouts, but record home runs too. And so now I think they're trying to even things out just a little bit. But look, they've done it for home run derby and the All-Star games for years, right? We all know those balls are amped up for home run derby. We see them fly much further in home run derby than you see them fly in a ball game, you know? And so – you knew something was going on with the baseballs, and they'll never admit it, but it certainly was. You talk to any pitchers that's been around a little bit, they'll tell you the same thing. I remember Justin Verlander several years ago saying, you know, something's wrong with the baseball. So this fact that they're going to back up a little bit and punt, which I think is fine, you know, guys today are bigger and stronger and faster than they've ever been. The ballparks are not getting bigger. If anything, they're getting smaller. So why not kind of even things out a little bit for the pitchers in some ways?
Hey, Ben, Matt Harvey, Felix Hernandez, I don't know how much they have left as pitchers, and we know why they're brought in, but I'm curious your thoughts on the impact they could have on some of these young arms on the team, and maybe there's something with you when you were coming up and somebody that you leaned on and kind of picked their brain.
Well, look, to have a veteran presence on a pitching staff, I can't tell you how important it was for Rick Sutcliffe to come to the Orioles in 92. You know, right? A lot like King Felix Hernandez. You know, he won a Cy Young. Sud had won a Cy Young. Sud had been in the playoffs. Sud had done a lot of different things. And it's towards the back end of his career. So for me to have somebody that I could bump things off of, lean on a little bit, teach me how to be a professional both on and off the field was huge for my career. And I think it'll be the same thing, you know, if Hernandez has something left in the tank, if LeBlanc can do it, if Matt Harvey has something left in the tank, it'll be big for people. You know, that, you know, we talk about John Means being a veteran, but truth is, I mean, he's in his third full year, and Dean Kramer and Keegan Aiken and some of the other younger guys. So you hope there is something in the tank left, because if it is, I think those guys can be very valuable to a young pitcher staff. And not just the starters, they can be valuable to some relievers in some ways as well. So it's always great to have a veteran presence like a Jose Iglesias, who you had last year, to help lean on some of these younger infielders along the way. And, you know, of course, you got Galvez, who's been around a little bit this year. The Sanchez will help out in that regard, too. So there's going to be some veterans on this club.
Yeah, with Ben McDonald from SEC Network, also color commentator for Baltimore Orioles. Ben, I want to go, you brought him up, John Means. I think we saw a little bit of everything in John Means, a guy who could be maybe a number two starter to a guy who could be a back of the rotation starter. We've seen it all. What are you expecting from John Means in 2021?
Well, I think John Means figured some stuff out last year, and it was hard love for him, right? He had a new toy, and it was called velocity, and he felt like he was going to do something different there for a while, and he was not going to pitch like the John Means that was an all-star and the John Means that made it to the Orioles as a surprise a few years before that, you know. And so he just went out and he did some things differently. Then finally he kind of got back and saying, you know what, I got this new toy, it's called velocity, and it's great, but this velocity is getting me in trouble because I can't command it like I normally command my fastball. And he kind of went back to saying, you know what, I'm gonna dial it back a little bit, I'm gonna pitch at 95% max effort, but I'm gonna have that John Means control that made me an all-star in 2019, and that's how I'm gonna pitch. He went back to doing that. And look, you could make the argument that the last four or five starts of the year, he was as good as anybody in baseball during that time. So I expect John Means learned a lot about himself last year. And that's not to say he won't use that velocity from time to time. Maybe he has to reach back and get a little bit extra, and he's able to command it. But I think you're going to see the John Means that's controlled, that's in and out with the fastball, that spins a breaking ball and has that really good changeup. And I think he learned a lot about himself as he went through last year.
Hey Ben, the lack of a minor league season last year, did it impact the development of the Oriole players? I mean, obviously it would affect everybody, but does it affect the Orioles more because they're a rebuilding team that's relying on the pipeline from the minors than it would a contending team? Does it affect them more, or is everybody in the same boat?
Well, I really think everybody's in the same boat. I mean, the Orioles, because of their minor league, they put so much emphasis on that minor league system and developing guys to try to get to an end to where the Orioles are competing every day in the American League East. It might have hurt the Orioles a little bit more. The good news is it sounds like at the alternate camp that they had down there, the guys really performed well, you know, and they got some reps in down there, and they did a lot of good things. You hear some pitchers talk about, you know, Dean Kramer really worked on his stuff. And, of course, Adley Rutschman was down there, and others were down there and really got some quality at-bats and some quality innings in down there. But all in all, it hurts. Look, I mean, there's minor league guys all across the country that didn't get to perform at all last year, and they had to kind of do things on their own. And it's just a lost year. It's a lost year. We all talk about it. It sucked for overall for high school seniors, for college participants, you know, college baseball guys, and in the minor league, too. It was just a rough year all in all. But I'm just happy that it looked like we're going to have a minor league system. It's going to be delayed a little bit this year. But the Orioles system continues to climb, as you guys know. I think Mike Elias has done a wonderful job. They're building and building in the right direction. Obviously going to have the fifth pick in the country this coming draft, which is going to be exciting because there's going to be some big-time arms out there in this year's draft. So looking forward to it.
Ben, what are your expectations for Trey Mancini with all that he went through last year to come back? It sounds like he's ready to play baseball, but what are your thoughts on him?
Well, you know, he's going to have to control his emotions, you know, and it's emotional for me to talk about it and not even knowing fully what he went through. We all know kind of what he went through, but you don't really know what he went through. You know what I mean? And the mental part of it, and the way he grinded through it, and from every indication, I wish I was down there at spring training and watching it for myself, but I'm not. And but they sound like he's in great shape. His thought process, his mental, you know, his mental, he's in really, really a good place. But I think the start for Trey Mancini is going to be important. You know, there's still questions, I think, in the back of the mind. Am I still the same guy? Can I still blow it out of the ballpark? Has anything changed? And as soon as he gets in that batter's box and hits that first ball, it goes 420 feet out the center field for a home run. I think all that's going to change. But anytime you go through something like that, it's got to create a little bit of doubt in your mind if you're still the same guy. But from every indication that we've gotten, there's no reason to think that he's not there. You know, they say he looks great physically. Everything looks in shape to where it needs to be. And so I'm so happy for him. I'm happy to see him back in the Oriole uniform, and I know he's got to be tickled to death.
Before I let you go, man, you know, I'm seeing a number 19 in the LSU uniform. No, it's not 1988 all over again, but Jace McDonald with LSU Tigers. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, my boys, you know, playing junior college ball over at LSU units right here in Louisiana, man, and he's a freshman there, and he's coming off Tommy John surgery last year, so he's 15 months out of Tommy John surgery, but he feels great. Rob, the arm said, he said the arm feels better than it's ever had throughout his career, and he's getting some reps in out of the bullpen in junior college ball right now, and just kind of building up, you know, and so we're happy for him. I've been running down watching him play a little bit. He's gotten in each of the first three weekends of junior college ball. So I've got to go down and watch him pitch a little bit. So I'm excited for my little man, and I hope he keeps plugging away. He's having a good time enjoying it, and we'll see what his future holds the next couple of years.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.